I wouldn't say that it's all struggle, because certainly it's not. But to get to the happy in life, sometimes you have to go through a lot of hurdles in getting there. But it's important, because a lot of times there is exclusion of those things that help make a city great. And we wanted to be inclusive. We wanted to incorporate those struggles, or those aspects of struggle that eventually lead to triumph.
And those struggles include those of Native Americans, African Americans.
I wouldn't say necessarily breaking it down into groups, but breaking it down into themes. For example, there are quite a few of the art pieces that deal with housing. And housing, over the years, over the decades, has been a problem not only for blacks, but for other groups who have been excluded from certain parts of the city. Those hurdles were overcome by triumphs in the court. And so that's a success. That's a surprise, quite frankly. Even where my gallery is located, maybe 50 years ago, no blacks could live on this street.
What about the 25-word synopses that you have with each work? How do those add to the exhibition?
25 words, quite frankly, is not a lot. You know, maybe two good sentences. But it's very interesting how the artist treated those 25 words. In some instances, they have been staccato, one-word themes, one-word expressions or feelings, but 25 of them. And in other cases, they have been so moving and so touching to just encapsulate everything that is essential about the art.
And what do you hope that people will come away with after seeing this?
I'd like for people to come away with the sense that, yes, we are one city. We're not the North Side. We're not the South Side. We're not the West End, to the exclusions of other geographic areas. I'm hopeful that they will have a sense of, what do we need to do next as we kick off year 251?